USA Radio News.
Health officials have announced that polio has been detected in wastewater samples in New York City. It comes just a few weeks after a case of polio was detected in Rockland County, located north of the city. The New York State Department of Health and the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene said that the polio virus is likely circulating locally. The State Health Commissioner, Dr. Mary Bassett, said in a statement, the best way to keep adults and children polio-free is, quote, through safe and effective immunization. Services are set to begin Friday for young siblings who died last week in a Pennsylvania house fire that also killed 8 other people. The cause remains under investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The Louisiana Supreme Court has denied an appeal filed by plaintiffs in the ongoing legal battle over the state's abortion ban, allowing the ban to stay in effect. The ruling marked a major blow to abortion rights advocates and providers who had hoped that the ban would be blocked for the third time. House Democrats want to proceed with the Inflation Reduction Bill.
Without understanding the fiscal impact on the American people, House Democrats forge ahead with the Manchin-Schumer social spending and taxation plan called the Inflation Reduction Act, which is considered by many to be misleading. The bill will add 87,000 new IRS agents. According to the Congressional Budget Office, a nonpartisan agency that analyzes the impact of legislation on the budget, says it will be weeks before an updated analysis can be completed on the bill. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A New York State judge has ruled that a criminal fraud and tax evasion prosecution against the Trump Organization and its former CFO can proceed. Alan Wesselberg and the company asked a judge back in February to dismiss all 15 counts charged against them. The judge only dismissed one of several tax fraud counts against the Trump Organization, but allowed all others to remain. Jury selection for this trial will take place on October 24th. Emmy Award-winning actress Anne Heche has died. She was 53. The news comes a week after she crashed her car into a house in a neighborhood in Los Angeles. She never regained consciousness after that, and a family representative confirmed, while Heche is legally dead according to California law, her heart is still beating and she has not been taken off of life support in order to allow a foundation enough time to find recipients who will be a match for some of her organs. About 21,000 fish died of possible chlorine exposure at a University of California Davis research and care facility. The university is investigating a, quote, catastrophic failure at the UC Davis Center for Aquatic Biology and Aquaculture. This is all according to a statement by school officials. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.